AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. European Union leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine with a $106 billion interest-free loan to meet its military and economic needs for the next 2 years. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin held his year-end news conference, and Charles Deledesma reports he says the Kremlin's military goals in Ukraine will be met.
Putin declares, our troops are advancing all across the lines of contact, faster in some areas or slower in others, but the enemy is retreating in all sectors. He remains confident the Kremlin's military goals will be achieved nearly 4 years after he ordered troops into the neighboring country. In the early days of the conflict, Ukraine's forces managed to thwart an attempt by Russia's larger, better-equipped army to capture the capital of Kyiv. But the fighting soon settled into grinding battles, and Moscow's troops have made slow but steady progress over the years. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The world's leading authority on food crises says famine has been averted in Gaza, but Palestinians there still face starvation. The Justice Department has started releasing its files on Jeffrey Epstein, but Sagar Magani reports.
A top DOJ official says the department will release several hundred thousand documents today, and he expects several hundred thousand more in the coming weeks. The House Oversight and Judiciary Committee's top Democrats say that would mean the Trump administration is violating federal law. The full records could give the public its most detailed look yet at decades of probes into Epstein's sexual abuse of young women and underage girls. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Stocks finished the week with gains as AI shares turned higher again. The S&P rose 0.9%, erasing its losses for the week, while the NASDAQ rose 1.3%. The Dow added 183 points, or 0.4%. This is AP News. Lindley Sanders has findings from a new AP NORC poll on Americans' priorities.
We asked more than 1,000 respondents to tell us, in their own words, what issues they want government to focus on going into 2026. About 4 in 10 said healthcare or health-related issues, up from 33% last year. And Americans are still focused on immigration. 44% mentioned that as an issue for government to focus on, roughly in line with last year. What has changed is that Democrats are more likely to mention it as an issue for government to focus on, and Republicans are less likely to name it. We heard a lot about cost of living and inflation. About one-third of U.S. adults mentioned that as something for government to prioritize in 2026. All these issues create a pretty tall order for the government, and Americans aren't especially confident that they're going to be able to deliver going into the new year.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.